Here, Stratus, how have you been?
Great, how are you?
Nice to have you back on the show, young lady.
Oh, yay.
Did Jake tell you the last time we had you on, it was when they had canceled your show the morning of all your interviews for the show?
Yeah, why did you guys do that? Who did you talk to, or what happened? Was you guys
Listen,
just
I didn't know. You knew. You got the news in the middle of your interviews.
Did it have anything to do with your station, though? You think it's like a bad omen? Maybe we
Let
should.
Let me tell you, dude. We are the killers, though. We have an athlete on. He gets dropped. We have an actor on. The movie goes bust. The TV shows get canceled.
Oh, does that mean that my movie and my yoga studio and my empire is going to come crumbling down after this interview?
The Trish Stratus Empire Yoga. You do have an empire, because. And by the way, men, I don't care what anybody says. And I know Diamond Dallas Page does yoga and Rob Zombie does yoga. I'm not doing yoga.
What?
I'm not going to do it.
I'm very disappointed to hear this.
Trish, I love you. I'd do anything. But I'm not doing that. I'd do yoga with you if it was just you and me.
Okay.
But I'm not doing it. And I'll tell you why. I've been to gyms and I've seen the women's yoga, and all I think of is sex when I watch them bend over.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing the downward dog, and they're doing the plow, and their asses are in the air. And I just don't want me to be the guy. I don't want to be the woman in this relationship.
Okay, first of all, I'm very impressed that you knew the name of two yoga moves.
Yeah.
Like, I'm incredibly impressed right now.
Dude, they're hot, though. They really are.
I think I'm going to have to take a trip down there and do a little private session, get you comfortable, you know?
You know what? That's I need a little one-on-one time, Trish.
Yep, and then you will view it as an athletic conditioning method.
You know
not
what?
So much a sexual, et cetera.
You are doing the Lord's work.
I try.
You can go to trishstatus.com and check a yoga golf retreat. What is a golf retreat? What is a golf retreat?
Well, let me tell you. I actually, I was obviously doing my yoga, and I was doing a lot of celebrity golf tournaments, and I was kind of sucking. So I didn't like sucking because I'm an athlete, damn it.
Right.
So I ended up taking some lessons, and I ended up hooking up with Callaway, and I became their celebrity ambassador. And I started taking the lessons, and as I was doing it, I was starting to realize, like, there was a real correlation between, because what happened was they put the video of my swing up, and they said, well, you kind of suck because your ball's not going far. However, you have great form. And I said, well, it must be the yoga. And then I realized it was really like the correlation between the two was, you know, kind of interesting. So I developed this yoga for golfers sequence and started taking it out to all these charity tournaments I was doing. I would go out there and I would demo these moves. And it's much like you need to be introduced to it from a different perspective, maybe not so sexual, perhaps. And then that's when this idea came about. Deerhurst is this resort that is just north of Toronto. And they said, would you, you know, bring your yoga and golf up here? So basically, we've designed this weekend where we come up on a Friday and do yoga with me. And then on Saturday, we do another yoga session. And then we have a round of golfs included, as well as a clinic from Callaway Golf. And then on Sunday, a nice yoga session again. And you just have a nice relaxing weekend away. And dare I say, it might be stratifying.
Stratifying. Leave me up in the stratosphere. Here's Stratus, if you're just joining the show. She's also got a movie coming up. Now, what's the Baylen Forces movie? And by the way, how do you even have time for all of this business?
I barely have time. I don't sleep, actually. And I'm trying to schedule some sleep, maybe like in the fall or something.
Yeah, that's a good time for it. You know, it cools off a little outside. Are you married? You got kids? What's been going on with you, Trish?
Well, okay, let's see. What's been going on? Last we spoke, let's see, my show got canceled.
Right.
And that was in 2007, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Then I came back to Canada. I did this a show called Stratosphere. Everything I do is Stratosphere, just so you know. So if when I have a kid, it'll be named Stratosphere. It's just what I do.
Right.
But the travel show I did, I got to travel around the world. And I got to, I decided to do the show where I love to fight. And but this travel show allowed me to go into these different cities and explore the history and the culture of these places we were visiting. So I went to India, and I did sword fighting there. I went to Thailand. I did Muay Thai boxing there. And I went to Iceland. I did Icelandic wrestling. So that's what I spent the first half of 2008 doing. I also opened up Stratus for Yoga Studio. So my passion for yoga, because I fell in love with yoga when I recovered from a herniated disc back in 2005.
I've been to Thailand. I went backpacking through Bangkok and Chiang Mai and Phuket. And I stopped in Bangkok, and we watched the fights. And
it's wicked, isn't it?
Real Thai kickboxing, genuine Thai kickboxing is holy hell.
well, how about me thinking I'm a fighter, and I go in there, and I'm like, I think what I used to do is not the same as this.
Now, once you think about your 30th shin to shin, dude, and those guys will drive you with their shin until you, they'll break bones with that.
Yeah, that's kind of how I felt when I fought. My opponent was the Great White Shark. That was her name.
And they're raised from children to be this.
There was a minute where I thought I was going to go in. After, I was so, you don't understand, but the adrenaline rush when you do that fighting is insane. And I actually walked away thinking, for a minute, I thought I was going to be an MMA fighter. And then I got home, back to reality, and I decided, no, not going to do that. But it was pretty awesome.
So you've done enough fighting. You've done enough fighting. Do you have a guy in your life? Have you whipped his ass? Have you whipped a man's ass?
Yeah, I have, actually. Mm-hmm. On television and off television, actually.
It's the off television what I'm interested in. Because you've always been in great shape. Everybody remembers you from the WWE. You've never lost your shape. You've actually learned to fight even more.
Mm-hmm.
So when's the last time you had to take matters in your own hand and straighten a guy out?
Let's see. I had a yoga class, and this guy came in and thought it was naked yoga. And we had to really fight it out and make sure that he knew that it wasn't going to be that kind of class.
He showed up nude?
That's not a true story. I was trying to think of something on the fly. I actually have never taken down a guy. I'm sorry.
Allow me to be your first, because you show up to do yoga, I'm going to just keep walking completely nude.
Oh, okay. That sounds exciting. I like that.
You know what? Why do you say you and me wrestle naked?
Okay. That was easy, right? I had to think about it for just a split second. Yeah, it sounds exciting. If you could just forward me some pictures, and we'll just, we'll solidify all the details.
You know what? I'll go to TrishStratus.com, and then you go to FreeJohnnyDare.com.
Ooh, okay. Okay,
I hope everybody checks out your website, TrishStratus.com, the yoga, the golf retreats. I hope everybody checks out the Bale and Forces movie coming out later this year. All you got to do is pick up the phone, call us, email us to the website. You can come by the show anytime, all right?
Sounds good. Why don't we do a screening of Bale Enforcers, and I'll come down and we'll go do some yoga and hang out in the station.
Come on, Trish, anytime.
Thanks, guys.